Welcome back live to Orlando, Florida, a very special edition of the Steve Gruber Show, live from America. This is the way we do it. That's why I am America's voice, all right? We'll go anywhere. Wherever the story is, we're going to take you there. We're going to find out what's going on. And Orlando, Florida is the place right now where the center of the political universe is going to come together, because Donald Trump's going to be here live at the Amway Center. He'll be on stage somewhere around 8 o'clock. 22,000 screaming supporters will be there. Trust me, it'll be like a rock concert. That's the way his events run. Meanwhile, Joe Biden seems to have difficulty filling up a diner. And I'm not joking. Look at the crowds that Joe Biden has. And I talked to friends of mine that are Democrats. And yes, I have some. Several, in fact. And I say, what about Joe Biden? And they're like, you know, he's okay. You know, I like Joe Biden. And they're like, it pains them to say it. It pains them to say it. Now, having said that, if you look at Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and their numbers, if you combine their numbers from those hard left candidates, Bernie and Liz, you'll find that they have more support than Joe Biden. And it makes you wonder, when the far left base gets together and says, we want a candidate, do they get behind Bernie Sanders? Do they get behind Elizabeth Warren? Is there enough there that those three candidates stay in the race for the duration? Meanwhile, Joe Biden, seeing what's happening with Elizabeth Warren, seeing what's happening with Bernie Sanders, realizes that his message has to go to the left. That's why last week he came out and, after three decades of supporting the Hyde Amendment, says, I no longer support that. We have to use federal money, taxpayer money, to pay for abortions. I mean, that was the decision that he came up with. And now he says it's time to raise taxes. Joe Biden says that's the way to, well, he doesn't say it quite this way, but it is his way to appease the radical left. I want you to hear what he says, because his allegiance is going farther and farther. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't stand for anything. Joe Biden, over 36 years in the United States Senate and 8 years as vice president, stood for whatever would get him elected. There is no real signature piece of foundational material that you can say, that's what Joe Biden stands for. Go ask me, what does Joe Biden stand for? What does he believe in after all of these years in public service? And you'll get a blank stare, even from Democrats. So let's go to bite number nine, Joe Biden laying it out.
So we have a three-part question. One, what are you going to say about this lie of scarcity? Two, how are we going to immediately and fully, not incrementally, eliminate poverty? And three, what can you say about your view on military spending and the militarization and the problem of warmongering that's happening in this country and world?
Number one, we have the greatest income inequity in the history of the United States of America since 1902. And the fact of the matter is, there is plenty of money to go around. The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
Yeah, eliminate the president's tax cuts. Number one on my list, raise taxes. Because that's the only way we have to go, is to raise taxes. It just shows you that Joe Biden really doesn't stand for anything, but he knows that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren combined have more support than he has. So that means that that radical agenda, that far left agenda, which means raising taxes on just about everyone, free health care for everyone, free college for everyone, which of course isn't free. It comes out of your pocket and mine one way or the other, but they want to make sure that they can support that financially in some fashion, which of course they can't, because years down the road, maybe not that many years down the road, those will become insolvent. I mean, it's a matter of basic math. You can't continue to pay for everything all the time and expect the economy to continue doing what it's doing. This will choke and kill the economy. Meanwhile, it seems that Democrats have not learned their lesson at all when it comes to denigrating those that are here in Orlando, Florida. Those that are greeting the sunrise here in Orlando because they are Trump supporters and they've been waiting on the sidewalk for more than 24 hours to get a good place in lines and get a good seat when it's time to go in. The Democrats continue to attack those people, Chris Matthews and others on MSNBC, saying, now, wait a second. You can't continue to attack these people continuously, because if you do, you're going to lose. It's bite number 10 from MSNBC. Watch this.
If there's a great party going on, they weren't invited to it. And that's the attitude people have. They've been looked down. And a friend of mine once said, people don't like, he talked to us about relationships with men and women. He said, people don't mind being used, but they mind being discarded. Yeah, and the Democrats have a lot of people out there who feel discarded by them, and they're not too happy about it.
Well, Chris, last week MSNBC...
And by the way, don't look at... People look down their nose. It's one thing to disagree about abortion rights. We all have our own personal views and nuances, by the way. A lot of nuances on that fight. But don't make fun of the other side. Don't make fun of the pro-life people. Don't think they're lowbrows because they're not as sophisticated as you are. I think there's a lot of that attitude that creeps into the vote. Oh, not only disagree with me, they look down on me for caring about life. Oh, I get it. I'm not one of them. I know that. And that's the attitude. Look, Trump played the life vote brilliantly in Pennsylvania last time. He'll probably do it again. You got to be careful about whose feelings you are definitely hurting.
Yeah, you have to be careful on who you're going after and who you're attacking. And so denigrating those that vote for Trump time and again is absolutely the wrong approach. I mean, the deplorables comment has haunted Democrats and Democrat candidates since it came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth, and there's just no two ways about it. The fact of the matter is there'll be thousands of people here supporting Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is he carried Florida and North Carolina and Michigan and Pennsylvania, and people didn't believe that was possible, didn't believe that could happen, and yet it did. And yet it did. And so when I look at the polling today, and it shows me that Donald Trump is trailing in Florida by 7 points, that he's trailing in Pennsylvania by 16 points, and Wisconsin by 10. This is to Joe Biden in a possible matchup. It just doesn't make sense. Trump won all three of those states in 2016 when we were told he had no chance in any of them. And we'll see if that happens again in 2020. We are live in downtown Orlando, Florida. The Trump train is coming into town. That was not the Trump train. That was just a passenger train going by. But the Trump train will roll into town here a little bit later. Quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.